So, Vicky, yesterday you decided that maybe you should close the office and head to London?
Yes. So Thursday we sat at work and the news was coming through that the family was going up to Balmoral. I guess we all knew some sad news was coming. Part of you always hopes it won't happen. And when I realised, obviously at 6:30, the notification came through on my phone as I arrived home that the Queen sadly died. I put the TV on and sat watching it, and I just thought, I have to go. I have to go and pay my respects, and I want to give the girls that I work with, the team, the opportunity to come with me. And I called them, and without fail, they were like, "Yes, we would love that opportunity." I said, "We'll just go." The intention was, "We'll just pop down, and we'll get some flowers when we get there. We'll go to Buckingham Palace, lay our flowers, pay our respects, and come home, thinking we may be even home in time for the school run." But it didn't quite work out that way. We got the 10 past 10 train down from Peterborough. We arrived in London at 11. We got an Uber across to Buckingham Palace, got out the car, started walking, thinking, get some flowers. There was none to be seen. We got into Green Park and we dashed off for about a good 20 minutes looking and couldn't get any. A lady beckoned us into her shop. She's like an artist, had a sculpture shop. And she said, "What are you girls doing?" We said, "We're trying to buy some flowers." She said, "Don't buy flowers, plant trees. The Queen wouldn't want flowers. Just plant a tree in her memory." And actually, Rob, as a result of all of this, we are going to plant a tree in her memory from all of us. But by the by, we walked back. She gave us one rose to lay, and another lady kindly gave us a small bunch of flowers. We all put our little notes in and gave them to a policeman. The queue was about 4 hours long to lay flowers, and we just said, "Let's just stand here for a moment and reflect and say our goodbyes and have our thoughts." That's what we did at the railings and listened to 96 gun salute. And then all of a sudden, this activity started to take place, and all these crowd barriers started to be moved, and the police were starting to move people out of the area in front. And we thought, "Oh, something's going to happen." We didn't know what. We
No.
didn't know what was about to happen. And this policeman said, "You're in a really good position. You should stay there." I don't even think we realised then that we were definitely about to meet King Charles for the first time. We thought we might see a car arrive with somebody in it or something. That's kind of where our heads were at that moment.
So, yeah, he stepped out the car and he was
Yeah,
shaking hands with lots of
he
people.
was. Yeah, he did. He got out of the car, and when that car stopped, and when him and Camilla got out of the car, when King Charles and Camilla got out of the car, even now, recounting it still makes me feel shaky because it was such an emotional moment. The grief on their faces was tangible. You could feel it. And he came down the line. And I think I did hear they didn't know for sure that he was going to do that, and he just wanted to meet the people. And he shook absolutely everybody's hand without exception. And everybody was just giving them love and the condolences. And he kept saying, "Thank you." And then he was repeating, "I've been dreading this. I've been dreading this." He got to me, and I just took his hand and said, "God bless you, and God bless your family. We're all here for you." And he looked me in the eye and said, "Thank you." And in that moment, I just saw a broken man in front of me that's just lost his mum and just was overcome with just love for him. And as you know, I gave him a kiss on the hand, which is a photograph that seems to have popped up everywhere since. I just think it was maternal instinct kicking in. And I just said, "Our love and thoughts and prayers are with you." And it was just an amazing moment.
And yeah, I mean, just seeing that photo, not only in social media, but people are buying papers today, opening the paper, and there you are.
I know. It feels very surreal. Yeah, I mean, I guess it just hopefully captures the moment that we have a man now who is now our king, who is also a man who is grieving for his mother and has a big job ahead of him. And I just think we've all got to get behind him and give him that love and give him that support.
And he spoke to the nation last night at 6:30, which I'm guessing must have been an hour or so after you saw him.
A little bit earlier, maybe. We saw him at probably about 2 o'clock-ish. We were on our way home at that point, back to Rutland. I have watched his address to the nation, and he's doing an amazing job already.
Yeah, I mean, actually, having had the day that he had and meeting so many people who, obviously wanted to talk to him, he must have been completely overwhelmed. And to be
Yeah.
able to have the composure that he did to do nearly 10
Oh.
minutes of live address to the nation
Yeah.
faultlessly like he did last night.
Yeah. Yeah. Just amazing. And, you know, I guess in some respect, he's a professional. I know that, you know, what they do, what the royal do, it's a day job, I guess, to them, like we do our day jobs. But it's more than that. It's a life. It's a lifestyle for them. But also he's a human and he's hurting right now. And that was obvious. And when Camilla came by us, she looked like she'd been crying. She did look like they both looked very, very upset. And a lady next to me said to Camilla, "You've lost an amazing lady." And Camilla said, "The nation's lost an amazing lady." And I think when I heard that the Queen had died, in that moment, and really right up until yesterday morning, I spoke to my sister and we were both upset. And we'd both just said, it's going to sound silly, but we both almost feel like we've been orphaned. It's like we've lost a rock. We've lost somebody that we always kind of took for granted and thought would always be there. And after yesterday and meeting the new king, I kind of personally feel we still have a rock. We still have a rock there for us in him.
Indeed. Well, what a moment really for, you know, a lifetime moment for him taking to the throne and actually taking his hand and embracing it in that way. That's a lifetime moment for you, I suppose.
Well, I think so. It was never preconceived. It was never premeditated. It was just a rush of wanting to show love and love for somebody who's hurting and just to be human and just to be kind and just to show we care. And I think we all have to do that now. We all have to get behind him and support him because he's got a lot of days of long, hard days ahead of him that he's going to have to be putting his game face on and going out and doing the do. And he needs that also that moment and opportunity and time to grieve for his mum and come to terms with what's happened. Because I think sometimes, you know, we all know these days are coming and we all know that one day we will lose loved ones. But nothing actually ever can prepare you for that day when it does arrive.
No, very true. Well, Vicky Binley, thank you very much for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound. And I'm sure as people scroll through their social media timelines, as they look at papers, as they look at articles on the internet, they'll keep seeing that picture for quite a while to come, I would think, over the next few days.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much, Rob.